If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, everybody. It's Diane, your host of the Someone Gets Me podcast. Welcome to episode number 3. In this episode, I am going to speak about three specific ways that you can handle when someone doesn't get you. Because not everybody does get you. And I know that's been a problem for a long time for many people. And sometimes I'm asked, well, what do I do when somebody doesn't get me? Because we all want to be felt. We all want to be heard. We all want to be understood. And so when somebody doesn't get you, there are some specific things that you can take to make your life better and to also help them understand how to get you better. So I have a few tips. And first, let me tell you a little story about one of my younger clients who really is working through these very issues right here. He is a 14-year-old tennis star, and he is going to be big. In fact, I can't wait to see him play more and more and more as he gets older. He is amazing, but not everybody gets him because not only is he a tennis star and he's an athlete, he also is really smart. He's probably one of the geeky kids in his school. Even though he goes to a private school, he is into computers and computer games. He's very smart and he's an athlete. That's an interesting combination for a teenager to be in. And so a lot of people don't get him. In fact, his own family, they don't understand him very much at all. None of them have the same sensitivities he has, and none of them have the same giftedness, both in sports and in academia. So he works with me, and we have a great time. And so we're working a lot on what do you do when somebody doesn't get you, especially when they're your family, or maybe your teachers, or maybe even your coach. Like his tennis coach really doesn't understand why he spends so much time creating computer programs. His teachers at school do not understand how come he really wants to play tennis a lot. He also plays piano. And nobody understands why he does all three. I get it perfectly because he is that kind of intense, sensitive person. He fits it into his life, and it's all of the things coming together that bring him joy. If we took one of these areas away, he would not be as happy as he is, and he certainly wouldn't be fulfilled. So the tips I share to help you when somebody doesn't get you are very simple, and they're very profound at the same time. So sometimes the most important things to learn are the things that are very easy when you think about it. You can understand the concept easier, but the practice might be a little harder. And so tip number one is not to take anything anyone else says or does about you or toward you personally. It is not personal about you. It is a statement about them. So when you take on somebody else's ignorance or innocence or lack of understanding or judgment, then you come out of alignment and that hurts you. So the first response to anyone who doesn't get you, no matter the reason, is to not take it personally. What I do when somebody goes to inhale and I know they're going to say something, in my head, I say to myself, what you're about to say is about you. And it reminds me, it is not about me, it is about them. Whether they're right, whether they're wrong, whether it's relevant or irrelevant to what's happening, anything someone says is about themselves. So somebody can say something about you or to you and completely miss the boat. And that is about them. It is not about you. So tip number one is extremely easy to say. Don't take it personally. And now if you have an emotional intensity and I was there and said, don't take it personally, you might take that personally that I don't understand the intense emotion. Well, I'm here to tell you that I do. I have such intense emotions that the people close to me understand that when I get really intense emotionally, if somebody says to me, don't take that personally, Diane, it upsets me further. I have to remind that for myself, or I have little signs, and I've practiced it over many years. And I'm not perfect at it by any stretch of the imagination. I sometimes take things personally, even when I know better, and I have to remind myself, no, don't take this personally. This is about them. This is about them. So it's okay to remind yourself. It's okay to mess it up a lot. It's okay to listen to this episode over and over again until you get these three tips and you can practice them really well. It's even okay to ask people close to you to remind you of the information, or maybe share this with them so they can help you. But it's really important. Whatever you do, don't take it personally. The second tip is to choose your words so that they align and match the other people's language. When you want to be heard and you want to be understood, and somebody is not understanding you, sometimes it is because you might be using a different language set than them. And often that's the case. People who have a little bit higher intelligence or a little bit more sensitivity than others typically will use different words. I laugh a lot of times and say, if I transcribe your speech and there's semicolons and complex sentence structure, then sometimes you must speak in shorter, simpler sentences so people can understand you. You might even have to use different words and use your vocabulary to match more closely the other person's vocabulary. Its onus is on you to do that, and when you have that better rapport, your life goes a lot better. So you can use your intelligence and you can use your intensity and your sensitivities to be able to discern what's going on in the conversation or the relationship and begin to align and match your language with the other person's language, to the best of your ability, of course. Then often you'll hear that person go, oh, now I get you. Or you can say, now I understand what you're saying, because the rapport gets better, the understanding goes up, and the moment you're understood, then everything changes. The moment they feel understood, everything changes, always for the better. So choose your words. Listen carefully to the other people. See how they hear things, how they see things, and put yourself in their position. Speak as if you're on the same place with the same words, the same opportunities as the other person. And you will see that doing that does not make you fake. Actually, it makes you more aligned and more in tune to the situations at hand. I speak to large audiences. I teach a lot of workshops, and I work with people from all different points of life, from very well-educated people to just very sensitive people to people with everything you can think of happening. And it really helps me to have a little bit of knowledge about a lot of things in order to try to use language that is familiar and comfortable to my audience. When I use that language, they can hear me and understand me better, so they feel understood, and then I feel understood, and so therefore that rapport helps both of us grow. So aligning and matching your language with another person is an asset that smart and sensitive people can do much easier than others. So we have two tips so far. One, don't take anything personally. Remember, what somebody else says is about them. Two, choose your words so that they line up or they harmonize with the other person's language. You're not going to talk about seeing things when they are talking about hearing things, right? You have to try to get the words so they come close. That takes practice, but once you get good at it, you'll see the rapport get better. Now, tip number three, the third way to respond when someone doesn't get you, is to adjust your expectations and your investment in the situation, the interaction, the friendship, whatever it is. A lot of times people have very high expectations. People want things to go a certain way, or they imagine that because they're really excited about something, everybody else should be, right? When I started learning all these new things in my life when I was younger, I wanted everybody to go with me to the top. I could see the solutions. I knew what was going on, and I wanted everybody to be as excited as me. I went through a long time of lots of disappointments because other people didn't get as excited as me. And they're not supposed to be, but in my mind, I wanted them to be. So I've learned over time to adjust what I expect out of a person in a situation, whether it's a business colleague or a friend or an acquaintance or whatever it is, whatever kind of interaction. And I adjust my investment in it so that I know what I'm investing and I know what my possible return will be on that. And I have an example that I've learned in my life, and that is what I call my vacation friends. I love my vacation friends, and they don't always understand my fast-moving brain. They don't always understand my emotional sensitivity or my observation skills, how I notice things and maybe remember things differently than them. But I have so much fun with them. They bring me such joy. I laugh and laugh and laugh. And one of the other advantages of my vacation friends is I don't have to think very much. I can put my brain, you know, throttle it back so I'm not having to think and plan and understand and all of those things. I can rest. They do all that. And so it's really fun to be able to take a break, take an inner vacation. That's why I call them my vacation friends. They do not see the world the way I do. And at the same time, I value them so deeply. One of them even made a comment to me recently that I just, he goes, looks at me and he says, Diane, you remember the weirdest things. And really all I was talking about was a memory from several years ago that I thought was pretty funny. And what we were doing reminded me of it. And he thought it was weird. Now, it was not an insult. He wasn't cutting me down. He was kind of laughing about how I have this interesting memory. Years and years and years ago, when I didn't feel understood and I didn't do step one, not take it personally, that could have hurt my feelings. It did not hurt my feelings because I didn't take it personally about me. He was just stating he never even thought about that thing I remembered, and he was shocked I did. And so to him, it was a, quote, weird thing. I think what he's saying is, I never thought of that again, Diane, and you did. And so it's that observation that had I not learned to not take things personally, I could have had my feelings hurt by a very good friend on accident, and he wouldn't have even known it. So we have to understand that our interactions and what we invest and what we expect out of them has to be adjusted based on the situation. It's very important to do that, because otherwise what happens is we get ourselves in a place where we're feeling hurt, or we're feeling dissatisfied, or sometimes we're even depressed, and we don't want that to happen. So the three responses, reviewed one more time, when somebody doesn't get you: number one, do not take it personally. It is about them, not you. Nobody's at fault. It's just the way it is. Number two is choose your words to align and match to the other person's language set. If you really want to be heard, you got to align yourself to the listener. They don't have to come to you. You go to them. And number three, depending upon the type of interaction and friendship, adjust your expectations and your investment. That's why I have great vacation friends where my brain can relax and I can have a good time. And the stress is gone out of those relationships that used to be there before I learned this. So take these three tips, take these three ways to respond when someone doesn't get you, practice them, practice them, practice them. Remind yourself about them, and you will see things will get a lot smoother for you. I welcome your comments and feedback or any questions. You can email me. I'll put the email in the show notes, and I will be happy to answer any questions you might have. Until next time, have a great day, smile, and remember, you are uniquely qualified to be the best you can possibly be.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.